Welcome, and thanks for joining us for today's message from the archives of Pastor Tony Alamo, presented by Help from Christ Ministries. If today's message inspires or encourages you, please contact us at 918-506-5550. That's 918-506-5550. Or help from Christ Ministries at gmail.com. We'd love to hear from you.
Hello again, this is World Pastor Tony Alamo. This is program number 777. If you'd like to have a copy of it, Sharon will tell you how at the end of the program. Just let us know whether you want a CD or an audio tape. They're both free, including the postage and handling. I've got a continuation in the book of Proverbs. I've got songs and letters. But right now, I'm going to pray that you, Father God, will continue anointing me as you always do. That you'll anoint this program number 777, anoint me, anoint everyone on it, and anoint the people out in radio land. Bind Satan and open up doors. Lord, I ask that these things be done, that souls will be saved, and the church strengthened in Jesus' name. And everyone says amen.
Amen.
All right, praise the Lord. We're in the book of Proverbs, chapter 7, verse 4. Say unto wisdom, thou art my sister. You're part of my family. And call understanding thy kinswoman. You're part of my family. Verse 5. That they may keep thee from the strange woman, from the stranger which flattereth with her words. Verse 6. For at the window of my house I looked through my casement and beheld among the simple ones. And all you people out in the world, that's what God calls you, the simpletons, the simple ones. I discerned among the youths a young man void of understanding. That means his understanding is zilch, zero. No understanding whatsoever. Passing, verse 8, through the street near her corner. This woman has a corner on the street. A real sweetheart, this one is. Fleabag, filled with AIDS and all other venereal diseases. And he went the way to her hacienda, to her house. Verse 9, in the twilight, in the evening, in the black and dark night. Verse 10, and behold, in other words, look, there met him a woman. With the attire of an harlot, you know what that is, mini skirt, low-cut blouse, tight blouse, and some Christian women walk around with tight blouses and form-fitting pants and subtle of heart. In other words, she's like a snake, like Satan. Verse 11, she is loud and stubborn. Her feet abide not in her house. She's too busy going from house to house. Now is she without, out on the streets, now in the streets, and lieth in wait at every corner. That it's not busy enough on one corner, she'll move to another one. Verse 13, so she caught him and kissed him. How you doing, darling? And with an impudent face, trying to be cute, said unto him, Verse 14, I have peace offerings with me. This day have I paid my vows. I went to church. This goes to show that everybody that goes to church isn't of the Lord. Verse 15, therefore came I forth to meet you. Oh, so you knew me, right? Okay. Diligently to seek thy face, and I have found thee. Verse 16, I have decked my bed with coverings. My bed. What is she talking about her bed for? Coverings of tapestry with carved works, with fine linen of Egypt. Evidently, she made enough money whoring around that she could buy fine linen from Egypt. Verse 17, I have perfumed my bed with myrrh, aloes, and cinnamon. If I wanted cinnamon, I'd go buy a pack of cinnamon rolls someplace, right? Okay, verse 18. Come, let us take our fill of love. That's not love. That's the opposite of love. Love is the keeping of God's commandments, not fornicating with some whore. So we'll fill ourselves with what she calls love until the morning. Let us solace ourselves with loves, all kinds of loves. Verse 19, for the good man is not at home. In other words, she's married. He is gone a long journey. Verse 20, he hath taken a bag of money with him and will come home at the day appointed. Verse 21, with her much fair speech, she caused him to yield. With the flattering of her lips, she forced him. He's void of understanding, of course. That's what the word says. Verse 22, he goeth after her straightway as an ox goeth to the slaughter, or as a fool to the correction of the stocks. Now, once a woman leaves the church and forsakes the word of God, the Lord sends her strong delusions to where she actually thinks she's having fun, having so many men. We've had them where they left, and they're out there committing adultery and fornication, and they call it pretending like they want to be saved, like we don't know who they are. And the Bible calls y'all fools, as a fool to the correction of the stocks. One of the worst things in hell, people say there's no such thing as hell. I've seen it, okay? And I've seen it on several occasions, visions and dreams from the Lord. Verse 23, till a dart strike through his liver, as a bird hasteneth to the snare, and knoweth not that it is for his life. You are sending your own soul to hell. Those of you out there that are doing this, well, what if I wasn't really saved? Well, you were in the house of God, you knew. And the Bible said there'd be a great falling away from the Lord just before he comes back to earth again. That's in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. And God says he'll send you strong delusions to make you believe a lie that your soul might be damned. The Bible says that the Lord came to save sinners. But once you're saved and then you fall away again, he's not going to save you again. He's not going to go and die for you again. He says that. He said, I was dead. I died for the sins of the world. And then you left me after I saved your soul. And then you went out and sinned again. Do you think I'm going to come back and die for me? He says, I am he who is dead. And behold, I am alive forevermore. Forevermore. That's it. I died once. That was enough. And somebody didn't appreciate it enough to receive it and keep it. You think it's a small thing to trample underfoot the cross, the blood of Jesus, the word of God? You think that's a small thing? No, it's far more than that. Do you think it's a small thing to commit adultery, to destroy your own soul? If your mind was on the Lord, you'd say, well, it's just so hard. I don't keep my mind on the Lord. You never kept your mind on the Lord when you were here. You are disobeying every word. The Lord says to obey those that have the rule over you, and that is me. And you didn't do it. Well, a lot of people don't want to come to my church. We have a strong following, but a lot of people don't want to come to my church because they'd rather hear the fallacy that God will forgive you, he's going to keep forgiving you, and so on. But that is not Bible. That is not Bible at all. And they talk about the prodigal son. Prodigal son wasn't saved in the first place, or he wouldn't have asked for his inheritance and went to live a righteous life with prostitutes and whorehouses and drunkenness and so on and so forth. He spent it all up, and he wound up in the pig's pen. And he wasn't saved, but he recalled how it was in his father's house. And so because he wasn't saved, he wants to come back. There's people that have left this church because they didn't want to receive what I told them. And what I told them is from the Bible. And they're not supposed to bring accusations against the authorities, the leaders that God has called. I didn't call myself into the ministry, folks. The last thing I ever wanted to do in my life is to be a preacher, a teacher, an evangelist, or a person that is over a bunch of rebellious people. To me, I wouldn't put up with anything. If any woman even would look at another man that I was with before I was saved, I immediately walked away from them. And I never wanted to see him again. Because I don't want to be married to an unfaithful woman. So it's for your life. Verse 24. Hearken unto me now, therefore, O ye children, and attend to the words of my mouth. I don't speak idle words. When I talk, you better listen, and you better obey, because it's for your life. It's for your very life. Verse 25. Let not thine heart decline to her ways. She's a whore, and you go with her, well, then your heart is declined to the ways of a whore. These women that are posing in pornographic films and in pornographic magazines and so on, they're whores, and you're like lusting after a whore. Go not astray in her paths, because you say, well, I didn't touch her, but you lusted after her with your heart instead of lusting after the Lord with your whole heart to serve him and keep his commandments so that your soul could be spared before you die. Because you don't know from one day to the next that you might not go out to meet the Lord today. And there's many people that are going out to meet the Lord today. And there's many people that are causing people to go out to the Lord today. Well, how is that? There's over 46 million babies murdered every year. 46 million. 46 million human beings. This is the biggest Holocaust that has ever happened in the entire history of mankind. 46 million babies every year. Every 2 years, it's about 100 million babies. Every 6 years, it's about 300 million babies. That's the population of the United States of America. And women think that they're smart by murdering their own babies. The Bible says, no murderer shall enter the kingdom of heaven. You fornicated, which will send your soul to hell and the lake of fire, and you committed murder. When you get pregnant, you just go in. It's like an automatic thing. Well, the government says it's all right. But what you're doing is listening to Satan's government. The one world government, which is led by the Antichrist, supposed to be Holy Roman Catholic Church. That's the most unholy cult that ever happened in the world. You're following their words that it's all right to do that when the Lord says that it's not. You're a murderer. You're a fornicator. You're an adulteress. Verse 26, for she hath cast down many wounded, yea, many strong men have been slain by her. What does it mean, slain by her? That means that they went to hell. They went to the lake of fire. They're going to be burning forever. And you don't take the word of God serious when he states that even the small things you're not paying any attention to. I see. Okay, so that's the way you are. Well, realize one thing. It's appointed unto man once to die, and after this, the judgment. So you say, well, the Lord's not coming back for a lot of years. Maybe, huh? Well, maybe you'll be going out to meet him tonight, in the middle of the night, when you're laying there helpless in your bed. I know some funeral directors, and they told me, Edwards Funeral Home in Van Buren, Arkansas, they told me that most of the people that die eat meals, and they lay down at night, and they start vomiting in their sleep, and they drown in their own puke. So he says, oh yeah, they haul them in sometimes 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, in a little town of Van Buren, Arkansas, a night. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, sometimes one. And that's how most of them die. They drown in their own puke. They go out drinking, they're drunk, they eat, they lie down, and all of a sudden, they don't know what's happening. They're drowning with this pungent puke in their noses and throats. Many strong men have been slain by her. They go out and drink, eat, then go to a whorehouse, or turn on their television sets onto these porn stations, and lust. A friend of mine, before I was saved, Bob Baker. His wife was a stripper at a club in Los Angeles. Her name was Babette Bardot. And one of the men, a big fat guy, was sitting on a bar stool watching her doing her dance. And all of a sudden, he just started throwing up. And he was throwing up, but he was dead, sitting in that seat watching her, lusting after her while he's going out into hell. And she was a woman that was married. He was lusting after a married woman. And a lot of these women that are into porn, they're married. Oh, so you see, many strong men have been slain by her. People who go to heaven are not slain. They're not hurt by the second death, the Bible says. Amen?
Amen.
The first death is when you die out to give your heart to the Lord. And you're walking along for a year or so or a few months. Then you decide, wow, this place is too straight. They really believe. I mean, this is really bugging me. I mean, this is a straight place. They don't have many activities. They have to deny themselves and take up the cross and follow the Lord. Out in the world, we can do anything we want. Why, we can go out and have sex. We can. One of these people said, come on, girls. They called her two girls out of the church. The sweat girl, she came into the prayer room where they were praying. She said, come on, girls. You'll have money. You'll have boys. You can have boys. And they said, but Mom, we don't want to leave. And she said, come on now. And she called the police so that they would help her get them out of our prayer room here. Well, what's going to happen to them? She's even destroying her own children's souls. Verse 27, her house is the way to hell, going down to the chambers of death. So, you know, if you like flattery, you want to pretend that God isn't watching. You know, our bodies are like computers that God has wired to him. He can tell what we're doing and what we're not doing. And if you've done it, you can try to hold a good thought, but you're going to hell. Because that's what the Lord says. And I could make up stuff too, so I could get a lot of people in my church, a lot of sinners. All sinners will come to a church and tell them there's no condemnation. God is a forgiving God. All the New Testament is a forgiving God that brought the New Testament so everyone could be forgiven. But the New Testament is the testament that brings forth more wrath than ever the Old Testament. Same amount of wrath in the Old Testament as there is in the New. New Testament has the seven last plagues. You're living in the hour of the preliminary plagues, and the seven last plagues will be coming down to you soon. And after, when that starts happening, there's no more salvation. You won't be able to be saved any longer. And you're living in a cesspool out there, and you'll stay in the cesspool. But this is chapter 8. Doth not wisdom cry, and understanding put forth her voice? What does that mean? That means that there are preachers on earth that are preaching wisdom. In other words, we're crying the word of God to you. We're bringing the word of God to you. You may have committed adultery, fornication, all these things. And if you repent, they'll all be forgiven. And that's what these false preachers and teachers are saying, that God says that he'll forgive all your sins. Well, he does. But once you get saved and you've tasted of the good word of God and you've tasted of the powers of the kingdom of heaven and you've been given strength to be able to not break the commandments any longer, and then you do it again, this is what I'm telling you. I'm giving you the wisdom of God. This is not my own words. I'm not preaching my words. They are, not me. And understanding put forth her voice. Verse 2, she standeth in the top of high places. Well, what does that mean? Well, we're on radio. We're preaching the gospel right into your homes. We're out on the streets with the literature that God has given me to tell you folks. The wisdom that God has given me to tell you folks, and the understanding. By the way, in the places of the path. Verse 3. Wisdom crieth at the gates, at the entry of the city, at the coming in, at the doors. Why, there's people preaching the gospel everywhere. You've got to sharply understand the word of God to know that those that are pretending to preach the gospel, they're telling you all kinds of sweet and nice things that are false, so that you'll continue giving tithes unto them. Well, sir, I committed adultery last night. Can I be forgiven? Oh, yes, just go on and light some candles and say a few Hail Marys and Our Fathers. Only the blood of Jesus can take away sins, but if you've been saved. Now, those poor Catholics that have never been saved, they can be forgiven. But once they're forgiven, they have to continue in the power, the Word of God. The Word of God is spirit, and it is life. And you don't deny or reject the Word of God or try to make it look like false prophets are saying something that is true when the Bible says the exact opposite. So she crieth at the gates, at the entry of the city, at the coming in, at the doors. We'll take this up on the next message. I'm going to have to stop right now because we have some letters to read. Where's the first one from?
From Sergeant Bluff, Iowa.
Okay, well, let's hear what they say.
Pastor Tony Alamo, I just recently got your literature, and it came to my attention. I must say it was an eye-opener and very informative. Is your literature free of charge?
Absolutely free of charge, folks, and you can get as much as you want. If you want to distribute, be a distributor in your town or city, just send how many you want, and we'll send it to you. If you're really a distributor, you really are going to... We'll send you a few at first, and then if we see there's reaction from your town, we'll send you more and more, and pretty soon we'll just dump a carload on you. Then what?
If so, please mail to me whatever you can, as I would like very much to distribute in my neighborhood and mail to my family and friends.
Load this man up. Okay, then what?
Please let me know. Thank you, and God bless you for this information that needs to get out, and I will do my part in this as well. God bless you. Sincerely, Minnie, from Sergeant Bluff, Iowa.
Praise the Lord, Benny. God bless you. And I believe we have a package on the way now. Then what else?
From Trujillo, Peru.
Okay, let's hear what they say.
Esteemed Brother Tony Alamo, we have just been informed of the beautiful Alamo Ministries. We would appreciate if you would send us literature and your other materials, such as your CD collections, to promote and share with our thousands of listeners by means of our radio station. If it is possible, please send some Bibles to give to our listeners for when we hold contests. Very attentive in Christ, Santiago, manager of Radio San Juan from Trujillo, Peru.
Okay, send them a dozen Bibles, because this is the time that we set aside to tell you how easy it is to be saved. A lot of people, you know, they look like wise men, and they try to make salvation look harder than God is far off. He's not far off at all. He's as close as the breath that's in your nostrils. The Bible says that God is the God of all flesh. He created all of us, and he has sent us into this world to reconcile mankind to God after Adam's rejection of God. The devil stated to Eve that she wouldn't die if she sins. Thou shalt not surely die, but she did die when she received what Satan said instead of believing God. God says she was not to eat from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, but she was to eat only from Christ, the tree of life. But she believed Satan that she'd become as great as God if she would just disobey him. She did, and she died, and all humanity has to die. So God made a plan that those of us that will receive him and do what he says, the purpose that he called us for is to reconcile humanity unto God, to restore human race, so that God could have many sons. So that happens when you say this prayer. You will be reconciled to God, and no matter how many sins you've committed, they'll be forgiven. But just make sure when the power of God comes into you, it'll be the power of God to prevent you from sinning. And you can do it by keeping your eyes on the Lord. So let's say that prayer now. Say, my Lord and my God, have mercy upon my soul, a sinner. I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God, and I believe he died on the cross and shed his precious blood for the forgiveness of all my former filthy sins. And I believe that you, Father God, raised Jesus from the dead by the power of the Holy Spirit. I open the door of my heart, and I invite you into my heart, Lord Jesus, Father God, Holy Spirit, wash all my former filthy sins in the precious blood that you shed for me. You will not turn me away, Lord Jesus, Father God, Holy Spirit. You will save my soul, I know, because your word says so. Your word says that you'll turn no one away. All who call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Therefore, I know that you have heard me, and I know that you have answered me, and I know that I'm saved. And I thank you, Lord Jesus, for saving my soul. Now just praise and thank the Lord, and share and tell our listening audience how they can receive a copy of this program, number 777.
Go to alamoministries.com. Email us at taoffice@alamoministries.com. Or write to Tony Alamo Christian Ministries, P.O. Box 2948, Hollywood, California, 90078. Or call area code 661-252-5686. That's 661-252-5686.
All right, praise the Lord. This is World Pastor Tony Alamo. Make sure you tune in tomorrow for another illuminating message from God's Word, which is never to be broken. You don't want to let your soul spend eternity in the lake of fire, in hell and the lake of fire. Make sure you tune in tomorrow for another powerhouse of a message from the Book of Proverbs. This is the Life Choir that sang with me on this recording that we played, No Man is an Island. The Life Choir was singing with me, so here's the Life Choir singing the Life Prayer Song.
For generations, many have been blessed by the anointed messages of Pastor Tony Alamo. Help from Christ Ministries is always eager to hear from our viewers. Please contact us at 918-506-5550. That's 918-506-5550. Or help from Christ Ministries at gmail.com. We'd love to hear from you.